Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
Say what?
How are you today?
Well, I'm still kicking.
Great. Well, that's great to hear. My name is Antonio, and I'm calling from Research Associates. Now, we are conducting an opinion public survey about public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
I'm a reporter.
Are you a registered voter?
Yes.
Awesome. Great. Are you interested or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yes.
Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all?
What was the first one?
Very interested. The second one is somewhat interested.
Okay, say on the first one.
Okay, great. Now, do you define your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian, or
white?
White.
I'm white.
Okay. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are satisfied or not satisfied at all with the condition of public school buildings.
No.
You're not satisfied.
That's right.
Okay. Do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a important, somewhat important, a little important, or not all important?
I don't know.
Okay. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Oh, gosh. I guess I didn't really get it.
Like when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
Yeah.
If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, probably vote against it, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably.
Probably vote for or against?
For.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read to you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. Because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Maintaining, this is the second one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
I lost it.
Okay, the first statement says, which of these two statements, please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one says, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. The second says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we lost you. I'm sorry.
Which one do you think best reflects your views? Statement one or statement two?
Two.
Okay. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for many different reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would strongly influenced a little or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Would this improve you at all? Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence you?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them? Would that strongly influence you? Somewhat, a little, or not all?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city?
No, I'm getting tired here. I don't understand why we keep on doing this, that you keep talking and talking to me.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Miami, sir.
Miami?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm very sorry. I will try to make it a little bit faster, okay? Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, would that influence you or not influence you at all?
Two. Second.
Okay. Somewhat influenced.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to finish it up real quick, okay, sir? I truly thank you for your time and for your patience. I truly do. Now, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. It strongly influenced somewhat, a little, or not all?
A little.
Okay. What about learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
Oh, goodness.
Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or somewhat. Not on influence?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. We're almost done, okay? Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for it, probably vote against it, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Against.
Against?
Yes.
Probably or definitely?
Well, what's the last word? What's the last thing you said?
Would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably
the proposition
against.
Is the renewal of the millage for the New Orleans Public Schools.
Probably against.
Probably you will vote against it. Okay. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school, a teacher at a New Orleans public school, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
No.
Not affiliated.
Not
okay.
Right.
Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 or something. What'd you say was the last one?
61 and above?
Yeah, okay. That's where I am.
That's the one I am. Okay. Stop me when you hear the last grade that you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate, or professional school, law or medical?
What's the last two or three things?
College grad, some college or trade school, or graduated, or professional school like law or medical?
Well, I have a PhD, so I...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a... Yeah. Do you own or rent your home?
What's the last thing?
Do you own or rent your home?
Yes, I own it.
You own it. Okay. Well, sir, I truly thank you for your patience. I truly do. And thank you. We are complete with this survey. Thank
All
you
right.
very much, sir.
Thank you much. Bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.